Welcome to Burn Bright Today, Burn Brighter Tomorrow with me, your quantum wealth and wellness expert, Jennifer J. Marcinelli, bringing to you a holistic healing revolution, eradicating exhaustion and renewing your whole life. Whether you're a corporate executive or homemaker, exhaustion and burnout have no boundaries. I bring over 30 years of wellness and wealth expertise to this hit show, specializing in helping leaders recover from burnout and transforming themselves into the prosperous executives they were meant to be. When it comes to burnout, I have a simple philosophy. When you have energy problems, you need energy solutions. You don't have to accept chronic mood swings and exhaustion as normal. You can go from stress, anxiety, depression, chronic pain and illness to burning bright today and burning brighter tomorrow. Burn Bright Today starts right now. Burn Brighters, welcome to the show. I am so excited you're here with me today. And I have a dear friend and loved one with us today. This is a very special guest, Kathy Tucaro out of Canada. Yay! She is a world-renowned author, speaker, philanthropist. Yes, I'm a super fan and all of this is true. And we share so much in common, and many you've been through even more difficult things than I have. So I'm so thankful you're on the show. And this is kind of the third in a series talking about the last few weeks. We've actually been talking about survival and recovery from physical or sexual abuse, or from people who have been harmed by loved ones with characteristics of narcissism and psychopathy. So I'm so glad that we've got you on the show today. You have an incredible story to tell. And of all of the women I know, you have been through it and landed on top. We're going to talk about your book, Dream Big, and how you drive the biggest truck on the face of the earth. I love this. But first of all, I've got to ask you, what is on your wall? What's going on back there?
My wall right there is my wall of love. And I put that there. What it is I travel the world on my days off from work. And I work with women in shelters. I go to schools. I go to juveniles' homes. I go to prisons. And when I do, I give free personal development classes to whoever needs it, whether on self-esteem, anger management, boundaries is a big one. Also, codependency is another big one. And when I do that, you know, I always give books out for free. And I say you can message me anytime. And a lot of people actually do message me and they do contact me. And so when they do, I'll take a screenshot, I'll print it out and I'll put it up there. And I have pictures from all over the world from people whose lives I've either impacted in a positive way or have somehow found value in my message and wanted to share with me how their journey is going. So on days that I'm struggling personally, because yes, I still struggle, I turn around and I look at my wall and I see the visual effect and I'm like, okay, Kathy, get back up on the boat and you keep paddling, you keep going, woman. So yeah.
Yeah, in Texas, we would say, get back on your pony.
Oh, okay.
Get back on your horse. Cowgirl.
In my world, I'll just keep on trucking.
Absolutely. Well, we got all our metaphors covered.
Yeah.
All right. So you have so much to share and I really just want to hear what you have to say. So do you have some ideas? What's high in your heart right now? What's high in your heart? Where do you think you'd like to start talking about what's going on and where you've been and where you are now? Where's a good place to start?
Well, you know, I'll start with one of the most transformational moments in my life was when I was 40. Like, I was a nurse for 13 years, and I was very good at what I did because not only my loving kindred spirit and, you know, caregiving abilities, but it was very easy for me in the nursing world to take care of people who are hurting. And I love it. And the love that I have was easily transformed, passed on to them, and it helped the healing process. However, what I wasn't good at was taking care of me.
So I put everybody else on the front burner, and I'm working 12, 16 hour shifts at two different jobs at hospitals. And it's very, very draining. And I would look at their problems and think, oh my gosh, they have it so much worse than I do. And so I'd always put everything that I was living. Oh, it's not that bad. But what I was living was I had grown up in extreme, child sexual abuse. Since I was the age of 4, I was in a foster home. My mom, when she remarried, there was a lot of sexual abuse, physical abuse, and mental abuse. I used to run to the doghouse and stay there because that was my only safe place. And it's actually chapter one in my book, because I call it Doghouse Rules, because I created a new set of rules. And I'd have these conversations with God, like, where are you? How could you, if you're such a loving God, how could you let these awful things happen? And I just didn't understand. And so having all that, I mean, I was raped as a teenager. I was gang raped when I was 18, when I was modeling. I was drugged and raped. I just so many of these horrible things, but I never told anybody. And I carried around the shame that it was my fault. Maybe it was the way that I dressed. Maybe it was something that I said, excuse me. And I didn't even tell my mother. Like, I didn't tell anybody. I didn't feel, I said, well, if I go to the police, it's going to be he said, she said, and I didn't have proof. And how do you do that? And I just didn't. So getting back to the nursing perspective, I never said anything. I just kept that inside. And well, when you carry around such shame, such guilt, such low self-esteem, what happens? Well, I really believe it's kind of like if you use it in as a wound, it's an inner wound. So what do wounds happen? If you don't take care of them, they get infected. What does infection happen if you don't take care of it? It can become septic. Well, it's the same thing. So as an infected inner being, it totally transformed itself into my decision-making skills, right? My low self-esteem, you know, I don't feel that I'm good enough. So I am the men that I'm choosing, my mates, they weren't the healthiest. And I started drinking alcohol, a lot of alcohol. Even though I'm nursing, I would use it, you know, as an excuse. Oh, I need to calm down, relax, I had a stressful day, whatever excuses in the book. Well, the men, I had 7.5 years from the year 2000 to the year 2007, where my crash and burn happened. I had two men, mates, and they went from violent to worse. So I should be dead 10 times over. I've been strangled 3 times to the point of losing consciousness. I mean, abuse is abuse, but that was extreme. I lived with a shovel on my porch as a reminder of what I was going to be buried with daily. I was under constant threat of being sold into human trafficking. It was just horrific. I had a bodyguard. He would follow me to the hospital and make sure I was where I said I was. I'd come out on my brace. He'd be there. I was stalked for a year. I'd come home and there'd be messages written on my wall, like, I'm coming to kill you, like all these horrible things. But I never went to the police because he was involved in some heavy biker people. And I didn't, you know, like, how do you do that? Like, anyway, yeah. So that day in the hospital, I was tired, and you try and I needed the paycheck, and you try and keep one foot in front of the other. And, you know, you try and survive. I'm tough. I got this. And I'm 40. I was 40 at the time. And I get to work, it was night shift, and I look at my sheet, I had 10 people to take care of. I couldn't see the words. I could not read the sheet. it's as if my brain just quit, you know, and you would understand that because I know your personal story. So So I looked at my supervisor and I quit. I went from the medical unit down to the psychiatric unit. And in between the two units, I lost my mind. It's as if I had 40 years of repressed trauma and undealt issues. It just came gushing out like a geyser. And man, you know, by the time I hit the psych unit, I'm pounding on the door. Let me in, let me in. They called security. Get her out, get her out. I must have looked like a psychopath. Oh my gosh. It was, yeah, not my proudest moment, but it took that for me to start the journey of change, right?
Right.
Does change happen overnight? No, it does not. It took a long time. Like, you know, I really thought, because when that moment happened, they brought me to be assessed by a psychiatric doctor down in Emerge. And it was the first time in my life that I actually told someone what had happened to me. And at the end of it, I said, so are we ready to go? And he goes like, go where? I said, well, aren't you going to lock me up for a 72-hour evaluation, give me some happy pills, stamp me on the forehead that I'm either, yeah, right?
Sports jacket with sleeves in the back.
Tell me that I'm either bipolar, schizophrenic, multiple personality, like something to tell me how my erratic behavior, there's a reason behind it. And he says, my dear, oh no, there's no amount of drugs or pills that's going to fix you. I'm like, oh, geez, thanks, man. Right? What? And he says, number one, you need to quit drinking. Yeah. And I was in shock because I'm like, what does alcohol have to do with anything? And he says, well, alcohol is a depressant, of course, right? But it's clouding your judgment. You need to quit drinking. And he showed me the list of stuff that I had told him. And he says, you need to address this. Pills won't fix that. You need to fix it. So that was really the first step. I went to a 21-day treatment for alcohol program. But that's when I realized, oh, there's a lot of things I need to look at. But it didn't happen overnight. It took me another year, we'll call it research, Kathy research. So I did more research and I found a new level of rock bottom. And where this time I lost everything. I found a few layers, let me tell you. So then this time I lost everything. I realized I had a really powerful spiritual moment. I don't know if you want me to share that or not. It was kind of transforming.
You know, I tell you what, I don't want you to be interrupted at all when you talk about this spiritual moment. So how about we take a short break, and when we come back, we get to hear about Kathy's powerful spiritual moment. Okay, folks, see you in just a few moments.
Hi everyone, I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendars. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time slot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. What? Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and spirit walker Nicole, 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Caring for someone with a life-altering diagnosis? You are a care hero. Navigating the unfamiliar options can be overwhelming, but you are not alone. Tune in to A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Lau, twice monthly on Transformation Talk Radio. Let me guide you through your care hero journey by providing actionable information on how to care for a loved one in need. For more information about me, visit TrishLaub.com. That's Trish Laub, L-A-U-B as in boy, .com.
Do you have traits of ADD or ADHD? It can be hard to meet society's expectations of productivity when traditional approaches to time management and organization don't work for your unique brain. You need customized strategies. In the ADHD Self-Mastery Podcast with Lonnie Minku, you get concise, actionable solutions to help you modify your approach and achieve your goals. Learn more about Bonnie at thrivewithADD.com.
Hey, welcome back to Burn Bright today. It's Jennifer J with Kathy Tucaro, the driver of the biggest truck in the world and this amazing history of nursing. And I am so grateful that thank you for sharing your vulnerability and your experiences back in your days in the medical unit and in the psych ward, which I just love. Because as you know, I was ER and cardiovascular intensive care, critical care before I went into two decades in, you know, the really fun world of in vitro diagnostic sales. And, you know, I just love it that you pounded on the the door of a locked unit to get into a psych ward. And here I am getting my doctorate in psychology. So, yes, nurses, yes, we're allowed to all go a little BSC, you know what that stands for, but you know, there's a way out. So I'm so grateful. I feel like this, let's just have this be the nursing show. This is Nurses Are Us.
Okay.
For nurses. Okay. So I just happen to know that in the state of Texas, there are 400,000 registered nurses.
And
4.3 million registered nurses in the United States, and 19 million nurses registered in the WHO. And that was the last time I checked the statistics, which is at the launch of my book, which is like 2 years ago. So I have a feeling we're not alone. And I have a feeling we're not the only ones that need to be in a locked ward with, you know, sports jacket and the sleeves in the back. And I think it's fascinating. You know, we're the same age, we're a year apart. And I think it's fascinating that you mentioned 2007, because when I was 44, right around that same time, that's when I had my burnout and my thou shalt change thou life, or thou that will not have a life. Everybody knows my story and you know my story, but you know, back to you, because I know what it's like to crash and burn. Our stories are similar, a little bit different, but I think everybody, you don't have to, it's kind of like in the movie or the hit book Wild. You do not have to have shot heroin up your ankle to understand what it means to hit rock bottom. Mm-hmm. And I had the same experience you did August of 19. As I shared in the last couple of shows, I recovered from being stalked and targeted, stalked and completely overwhelmed by a psychopathic sexual predator. And it wasn't just the physical and emotional part, but it was the energetics of what I had to survive. So when you talk about research, Kathy, research, new rock bottom, and then, oh, wait, there's more. There's a newer
there's more.
Rock bottom. Oh, wait,
there's another one.
Rock bottom. That was me, August of 19. There were many nights where I was up in the bed with my spiritual guides present, and I literally did not think my physical body could live through the night. So I've been there, and thank you for sharing that. And I'm so glad that you have found your way from burning out to burning bright and burning brighter tomorrow. So I'm going to turn it back over to you, because you've had a spiritual experience, many, but like the ones that I share in my book, you've had many as well. So I'm all ears. Let's share with us, please.
Okay. So this is in 2008, and I had lost my nursing job again due to alcohol intake. And this time, like, my daughter wasn't talking to me. She was 16 at the time. She was very angry at mom for not getting it together. But anyhow, so now I'm in this basement suite that my friend had always kept just for me, for my Kathy moments. And so I'm in this tiny little basement suite, maybe 500 square feet, just very small. And the guy's a bit of a hoarder. So the one window that was in the kitchen was so full of garbage outside that no light could come in. So I laid on my couch, honestly, for 3 days. I was so depressed and so shut down mentally. I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. I just laid there like a zombie, and I'm looking at the ceiling, and I was waiting for God to save me. I really was. I just wanted God to save me. I'm like, okay, come get me. This is it, you know. And on the third day, there's a song that was playing on the TV. It was my favorite band, the Foo Fighters. I had a DVD playing because I didn't have cable. But on the DVD, the song that was playing was "Can You Go Another Round? I Will Follow You." So I get on my knees and I'm sobbing, like just sobbing in such despair and such pain and such, like, I didn't know what to do. So as I'm sobbing and sobbing, the words start to sink in. "Can you go another round? I will follow you." So I actually stopped crying for a minute, and I questioned myself, can I go another round? And I'm looking up like this, just, you know, questioning myself. And I see the window, and in the window, there's a ray of light about this big that just shone down. And it was impossible because it was black. There was nothing there, but the ray came through and it hit me in the heart center. And I'm looking in, and it had stars, blue, pink, yellow, green, white, and they were spinning slowly, and they kind of spun right in my heart center. The song is still playing. "Can you go another round? I will follow you." So me being me, oh, you'll follow me, right? We'll see about that. So I get up, I move over to the kitchen, and lo and behold, the light stayed glued in my heart center.
So now I'm looking down and I said, oh, well, maybe there is something to this. So what do? I move over to the living room and I start jumping down on my futon couch. The light never left my side. It was glued to my heart center. Then I knew that, okay, clearly there's a bigger purpose to my life. So I went back down on my knees and all I did is I surrendered. I just said, okay, I don't know what you have in store for me, but clearly there's something. And if you're going to follow me, if you're going to guide me, show me the way, albeit do it. The minute I said that, a voice clearly said, Kathy, get up. I panicked because of my stalking past. And I think my ex had broke into my house again. Turn around, look around. There's nobody there. The voice repeated, Kathy, get up. So then there's a knock on the door. I'm standing up and it was my friend, Don, who's upstairs. He said, you know, I was gone for a couple of days, but I had a nudge that you needed some help. Are you okay? And if not, if opportunity knocks, literally, you take it. So I said, bring me to detox. So that, and it was from there that I found out about a year-long faith-based program where women, you live there for a year and you have your own room and you just work on your own personal issues in a safe environment. So I had Monday to Friday, I had a treatment from counselors where I worked on boundaries, where I worked on self-esteem, where I worked on sexual assault recovery group. I had to take a 12-week course twice. The book was like this thick in order to unravel all these things, and new memories are coming up from different traumas. And so it was very intense, but I mean, I was with 25 other women. I had counselors 24/7, you know, I had the help that I needed. And although I didn't have like money, it didn't matter because I was, I viewed it as my little Tibet, my little monastery. I used my room as that. And that was my time to heal. And I really believe that had I not done that, it wouldn't have been, my recovery wouldn't have been as successful, because it was, I needed that. I really did. I mean, I had, if you think about it, I had to unlearn 40 years of lies being fed into me constantly, that I'm no good, that I'm ugly, that I'm stupid, that I'll never amount to nothing, that I pollute the air, that I'm a waste of skin. I mean, you name it, right? So I had to relearn who Kathy really was at 40 and say, hey, whoo, I'm actually pretty awesome. And then accept it. Knowing it, right, and accepting it is two different things. So then I had to accept it and actually walk my own truth. And that, I mean, that, of course, that takes time. But the thing is, the story doesn't end there, because although I did that, I relapsed within 2 weeks of the program, even though I had thought I had dealt with everything. And that's when I slashed my arm. I ended up, I had another nursing, I was a supervisor. I ended up losing that job. I got evicted and a new level of rock bottom. Okay, now I'm in the root cellar, okay? not just the basement.
Boring, baby.
Cellar, okay? So this time, my arm slashed. I got evicted. I completely lost my nursing career for good. I'm on the streets. I'm homeless. I have no hope. I was robbed. I had no identification. I literally only had the shirt on my back. And on the seventh day of being homeless, like I remember, I had my head on the table like this, and I'm looking at around me and all these lost souls at this homeless place. And, you know, people are high and they're on their mental health issues. They look like zombies. And I'm thinking, how does an educated woman end up here? How does this happen? Like, I'm smart, like I'm intelligent. How does this happen? And I'm shaking my head and I get up and I go outside, and a man named Toothless Joe, he is my guardian angel, because he comes up to me and clearly, like, I've been having messages for many years prior to this moment, but I'm one of those people that need a good, you know, I call it a God smack, because he comes up to me and he slaps me on the back and he goes, this is the life, live it, love it, you know, big toothless grin. And when he did that, Jennifer, it's as if time stopped. That cloud of depression that I've been carrying around for decades, it shattered. And I'm looking around me and I'm like, what did you just say? And it sunk in. And I said, this is not my life. I actually stomped my foot and I said, this is not my life. And I made a decision. Although I had nothing, literally, I made the decision that I was going to do whatever it took to get away from that guy. And I did. Turned around, went to the hospital. I detoxed again. And I went back to that women's center. I said, I'm not leaving here until I figure this out. And so the picture on the cover of my book, where I'm standing there like this. It's my first day on site. I hadn't even been on the truck. It's 2.5 stories high, by the way. And I'm just standing
there.
Yeah, there I am. Right? I'm standing there and you can't see it, but I'm actually crying because I'm thinking of Toothless Joe. I'm thinking 2 years ago, I'm standing beside him drunk and, you know, homeless on the streets, and I got to drive this big truck. Like, how does this even happen? But it did. And so that was another phase that started. So I had to get there in order to get here, right? I mean, everybody's got their different levels, but the hardest part between Toothless Joe and my driving the truck was the fact that in between the two, in that recovery group, I had to let go of the identity I held with the nursing hat and the nursing uniform, because I used that as the Kathy identity. That was who Kathy was. Right. And so take that away, I didn't know. I didn't know what I liked. I didn't know what I didn't like. I didn't know, because I had put my whole heart and soul into that nursing graduation cap that I had, right? Yes. So what happened is that, in case you didn't notice, I have 8 hamsters and 1 wheel in here. It's just like nonstop. So, I mean, sure, I'll take a job, you know, pumping gas or a cashier for a paycheck, but it's not who I am. I need a career, right? So I went to a career planning workshop, and this is the funniest thing, because after 3 days of personality tests, aptitude tests, the lady says to me, she hands me my sheet, and in big letters, it said heavy equipment operator. Oh, my gosh. I laughed so hard, I just about fell off my chair. I looked at the lady, I said, after I'm laughing, I'm like, this is ridiculous. I said, there's no way that I am going to be a heavy equipment operator. I said, number one, I'm 42. I'm a woman. I don't even like equipment. I'm not mechanically inclined. And it's a man's job. I said, your test is wrong, right? So I push it back to her. She puts one hand on her hip, gives me the look, you know, the raised eyebrow, and says, if only you believe in yourself a little bit, missy, you'd see the test is right. So she puts on, so I'm sitting like this, right? I said, I just wasted 3 whole days, you know, blah, blah, blah. She puts on a video of Les Brown, It's Possible. And Les Brown, who's a motivational speaker, for those that don't know who he is, you got to check him out. He talks about, if you have a dream or a goal or something you want and you think it's not achievable, ask yourself, is it possible? So then I started thinking, well, I am a good driver. I could drive a truck, you know, but I didn't know those big haul trucks existed. I'm just thinking an 18-wheeler, you know, heavy hauler that the transport trucks. I'm thinking I could drive a truck. And so I went from sitting like this, you know, all closed, to thinking, hey, well, you know, maybe it's possible. So lo and behold, this lady sends me to a nonprofit organization that we have here in Canada called Women Building Futures. And so I was going to go on the Wednesday, but I had my intuition was screaming at me, no, go Friday. So I went on the Friday, because I learned a long time ago to listen to that intuition. And the day I went in on the Friday, Imperial Oil, which is ExxonMobil, the biggest oil and gas company in the world, just happened to be there. And they were paying for 16 women to take a 12-week course on heavy equipment. And 170 women applied. I had to go through a series of tests. I'm going to make a long story short. I got picked. And out of the 16 women, they hired 11. And I got hired. That was 8 years ago. And today, as you can see, I not only do I operate that big truck, now I moved on to other equipment. I operate all the biggest equipment in the world. It has been an absolute incredible transformation. It has been such a blessing for me. And if I could ever find that woman, I would kiss her, because she was right. She was right.
I'm a super fan of powerful women, honey. Oh. So thank you so much. And I'm so excited that we got to talk about your truck. We've got pictures of it coming up. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to step back a little bit, because one of the things I've noticed that you do exceptionally well is take responsibility. So for the things that have happened in your life, which is a big part of how you've made change. Yeah. So let's take a quick break. And when we come back, more from Kathy Tuccaro, ladies and gentlemen, at kathytuccaro.com. If you want to check her out, we'll be back in just a few minutes.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'm excited to tell you about the latest technology. It is new to this country, and it's just amazing. It's out of Germany. The Healy is state-of-the-art technology for improving and changing the body vibration. I have more information about the Healy on my website, MaryJaneMack.com, or you can call the office at 888-777-4232.
Are limitations holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune into Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me, visit RitikaRose.com.
Grace your space with flair. Dragon Art to Soothe Your Soul by Colette Marie Steffen is available now. Colette invested an average of 6 months on each painting. Her piece titled Courage took 3 years to complete. The paintings are printed with the latest technology to best capture the true essence of the paintings. Browse the 64 dragons and dragonflies and order your paintings today at talesfromthevector.com.
Welcome back. It's Burn Bright today, Burn Brighter tomorrow with Jennifer J. and a very special guest, Kathy Tuccaro. So, honey, if anyone is a powerhouse in Holy Spirit, it is Kathy Tuccaro. And I heard a rumor. Is it true that you have a bobblehead made after you? Is that actually?
Yeah.
Because if you do, do you have it?
Are you going to be showing
it? It's true. Oh, my God.
I'm a bobblehead. It says Kapow, which is Kathy Power. This is supposed to be the 797, the haul truck that I operate. And the fists are made bigger because in my workshops that I give, for the best 10 bucks I ever spent was at Walmart, these big Hulk fists. And I put them on and it empowers you. And sometimes I'll have some ladies that are 70 or 80 years old. They'll come up front, they'll put on these fists and they just start boxing. It's so much fun. I love it. So it's empowering. So yes, I have this. I actually ordered 500 of them and they're going to be for sale soon on my website. So yeah, stay tuned for that.
And what's your website? You want to spell that out for us?
It is Kathy Tuccaro, Kathy with a K, because it has more power, K-A-T-H-Y, Tuccaro, T-U-C-C-A-R-O.com. I started a blog. It's bluestarblogger.com as well.
So. Oh, fantastic. And you're a co-host, are you not? Do you have your own show as well?
I do. It's going to air next month in September, well, soon. It's based on TNC Live, based out of Houston, Texas. It's called Women Road Warriors. I know, right?
Look at that. He's totally
air. Tuesdays and Saturdays on that show. It's geared for commercial truck drivers. So yeah, it's awesome. We interview so many amazing people. It's awesome. I love it.
Oh,
I
of course it. It's awesome. You're on it.
Had anybody told me this years ago when I was standing drunk with Toothless Joe, I'd have laughed you off that sidewalk because I mean, if you think about it, all these miracles, and there's so much more that has happened. Had anybody told me this
years ago, there's no way. I mean, I've been to Mount Everest base camp. I've been to India. I've been to Singapore. I travel the world. I work with all sorts of kinds of people. And I remember when I was at Mount Everest base camp, I actually filmed a video talking about Toothless Joe. I'm like, if only Toothless Joe could see me now, right? I mean, really, I bought my own house 2-3 years ago with my own money. Every penny was my money. And as I'm opening the door, I said the same thing. If only Toothless Joe could see me now.
3 cheers for Toothless Joe, because you know, angels are all around us.
I just finished the screenwriting of a movie. So I edited the third draft, and Toothless Joe is the star. Because he portrays as my guardian angel in many instances. I'll give you an example. When I was 18, I had an experience in a church after a spiritual seminar. And here I am. I was kind of at a crossroads. I was modeling in New York City, but I ran out of money. And my friend, good friend Alan, he was going to Ecuador to start up, kind of like an Ekankar seminar or center. Sorry. And I wanted to be with him, but I didn't know what to do. So I was kind of doing an inner contemplation, figuring out, okay, what's the best, my course of action. And I ended up, I had a spiritual experience where a master, Phoebe Quans, came to me. He sat with me and he said, you have two choices. He says, you can go with Alan to Ecuador and have a very good life, or you can face the eye of the hurricane. And I named that as a chapter in my book, The Eye of the Hurricane, and you have a karmic debt that you need to pay for. You absolutely, there's no way you can escape it. This is something, your karmic debt, whether you do it in this lifetime or the next, that is solely up to you. But know this, that I am with you every step of the way. All you have to do is ask and I will be there. So he just became quiet. And I remember sitting there saying, well, what kind of choices? Oh, he said, chances are you will not survive. Right. He says, this karmic debt is very heavy, and chances are you will not survive. But if you do, the benefits or the miracles that are the blessings that you will have are going to be unbelievable. And so here I am sitting, well, what kind of choice is that? Go to Ecuador and have a good life, or face my karma, and, you know, chances are you're not going to make it. I'm like, but I knew in my heart that I had to. It was something that I needed to do. And why run? Why, if it's a debt that I have to pay that I incurred myself, well, I'm going to own up to it and face up to what I have to do. Right. So I said, no, I'm going to, I'll take my karmic debt on and in this lifetime. So I got on the train, and from Washington to Montreal is a 6-hour drive or train ride. I cried the entire time. And I kid you not, the minute I got off that train, within a week, that's when I was gang raped. That's when I tried to jump the bridge. I had 3 suicide attempts. I mean, it just snowballed. It was really, really bad. And it lasted. I was thinking about this the other day, that eye of the hurricane lasted 20 years.
Yeah.
And that is when I should be dead 10 times over, but I wasn't. My spiritual guides have been with me every single step of the way. Had I not had that assistance, I don't think I'd be alive. I have my mantra that I was singing all the time. I constantly tapped into that power, that inner source, I guess you could say, to help me through it. And as I speak about in my book, many, many instances, it came to me in form of intuition, in dreams, in understandings, in actual visual messages that I needed to see. And to this day, it still happens. It still shows me where I need to go, what I need to do. I have that inner source here inside. Sometimes it pulsates so strong that I have a hard time speaking, and I have to just give me a minute. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Right? I'm so glad. And thank you for sharing the name of the master, deck master.
Yeah.
And I see you have pictures behind you, and I talk a lot about.
Oh yeah. They're right there.
Yeah. Can you share these pictures? So, because, I talk about this all the time, everyone, each soul, when we incarnate, we have our own team of highest consciousness. It could be Jesus. It could be Archangel Michael. It could be Mary Magdalene. It could be the Mahanta, the Vairagi Masters. It could be any number. I mean, there's an infinite supply of resources of heaven that all of us have access to. And what you're describing in your spiritual experience is literally a manifestation of one of our spiritual guides, one of yours. It's clearly up front and personal on your team. Okay. And thank you for sharing that and being so open and sharing his name. And I see his picture there in the background. You know, I say this all the time. There's no jealousy in heaven. So that's perfect. So this is what I talk about all the time, why it is so important to call your team. Ask for help. Ask for your spiritual guide to step forward and ask them to help you work through it. And it doesn't matter if you actually know who they are or their names. You have a team. Just ask with love. Ask them to step forward and they will. And that's what they're going to do. And they're here to help us.
They will.
Thank you so much for talking about how you took responsibility, that this was a karmic debt, and that you were aware of the fact that you may not physically survive, but you did it anyway. And I've talked about this briefly. I'll just tie this in before I turn it back over to you, or we'll take a break and then turn it back over to you. But you know that I talk openly about what happened to me in my divorce. It was a very, what I thought would be an amicable, no fault, $1,200 divorce ending in 61 days became what could be by definition catastrophic. I lost my home, everything in it, the artwork. I lost, I had to pay him to go away. And there are many reasons for that. They have responsibility. He and his attorney have responsibility for their behaviors towards me. But I've also talked openly about, after it was all over, I was shown my role in this and a part of my karmic debt that played out in my divorce, not all of it, but just part, was that I was a Nazi Germany soldier. And so I tormented people. I was a minor player in one of the minor internment camps, and I had my karmic debt to pay too. So all I can say is, as difficult as what I went through, that I almost physically didn't survive this either. And there were also two sides of the coin with the predator. And I've talked openly about that too. That relationship that I had with that sexual predator that happened to me, there were two sides to that coin. We had been in a relationship on and off for eons. But we had both made the agreement that it would end in this lifetime. So kudos to you. And I'm a big proponent of taking responsibility for karma and reincarnation, because that's what we're here to do. And that's how we move forward. So, you know, in keeping with Burn Bright today and Burn Brighter tomorrow, you survived something that was not even survivable. And now look at where you are and all the blessings are flowing. And now you're this major philanthropist changing I don't know, hundreds, thousands, maybe even millions. I don't know how many lives. So thank you so much for your honesty and your candor. And I love your shining example of self-responsibility. So we're going to take a break and we'll be back in just a few moments, folks. Kathy Takaro at kathytakaro.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as well as reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit quantumtouch.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Maine, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Burn Bright Today with Jennifer J. With Burn Bright Today, Burn Brighter Tomorrow, and Kathy Tucaro, the brightest, shiniest star in the eastern sky. We should be curious, not Kathy. I'm so grateful you're on today. And I would like to step back just a moment, because I think you brought up something that I have personally had to work through too. As a nurse and in ER and cardiovascular intensive care, I talk about this quite a bit in my book about how we handled the stress with happy hour. And then I went into 20 years of in vitro diagnostic sales, where it was de rigueur to drink. And that's what sales reps do. We go to the bar for 8 hours after an 8 hour day, and we drown all our cares and pain with alcohol. And I know for me, I got to the point after my time in Japan where I always say my switch got flipped. Yeah. And I literally got to where I just could not consume alcohol anymore, where it physically made me ill, where my consciousness had progressed to the point where my physical body could no longer tolerate alcohol. It's as if my body can't even break it down. So I literally had to remove it from my diet, about 10 years ago, maybe more. So do you mind sharing a little bit more about that? Because I think that's an important part of who you are and where you've been.
When I had started getting dreams, my dreams are very, very powerful, very intense. I can't help but not follow them. So it happened in 2006, was the beginning. I had dreamt of this giant book of light as a chariot. It was big as a wall. And every time I would approach the book, because the light was so mesmerizing, the book would slam shut. And I was devastated because it was my only link to God at the time. So I'd back up, the book would open, and then I'd approach it again and it would slam shut. And I was just devastated. I'm like, oh my gosh. On the third time, when the book opened, my name popped out of the light. And then all these words, they were just kind of random. It said, Kathy, as long as you drink alcohol, you will not have access to this book. And then it slammed shut so hard, I literally fell out of my bed. And so that was the very first dream. And then I used to have a whole series of dreams that led me to continuously, you're not getting this, you know, you need to understand how important this is, until the last day when I had a drink. It was May 1st, 2012. That night I dreamt where there was a giant biblical scroll, like an old yellow, you know, thousands and thousands of years old. It was hanging in the sky in the room. And there was a tribe of women. They were from the Atlantis era. They were in my room and they were welcoming. They were bowing to me and they were welcoming my queen, my queen. I'm like, don't do that. Like, get up. Like, what are you doing? Like, get up. It was weird. So, but they were talking in hymns, in a dialect that I couldn't quite understand. So all of a sudden on the scroll, whatever they were saying would be transcribed onto the scroll. So my name is on there again, Kathy. And it said, Kathy, you must quit drinking alcohol, because every ounce of alcohol that touches your lips affects 1,000 people in a negative way. And instantly I was pulled above and I could see myself here. And I'm looking at myself drink vodka. And there was a ripple of blackness just exuding from me. And I was like, oh, that's coming from me. Like, cause I always, you know, I'm so nice. I'm so kind. Like I don't exude bad vibes. I drink by myself in my house. Like I don't affect anybody. Clearly I did. Anyway, so I'm looking at that. And then my attention got drawn back to the scroll and it said, for every ounce of love that you sow, 100,000 people are immediately elevated. So then I saw myself again and I'm looking here. This time it was a rainbow that extended worldwide. And I instantly understood. And then the scroll said, you must not drink alcohol. God needs you in 1 year's time. You must quit drinking. So that was, I mean, as clear as day. When I woke up, at those ladies, there was a voice as I'm waking up. They said, we have been following you for thousands of years and we have never allowed you to remember your dreams, but you must remember this dream. And it said it again, you must remember. So once I woke up, I knew that that was the end, that I would not touch another drink of alcohol. And I didn't. And it's kind of interesting to say, because I always write my dreams in my dream book. A year to the day exactly, I got the call from Imperial Oil that I was getting hired for operating the equipment. And it changed my life. It really did, right? So, yeah. So
fantastic story.
It's been, yeah, and there's so much more, but I don't have the time here to tell you about it. But there's so much more. To this day, if you don't turn into yourself and listen to those nudges, that intuition, the golden tongue wisdom, the messages that we get on a daily basis coming, whether from it's something that you read or something somebody says, you need to pay attention to that, because I can't stress that enough, because a lot of people, they'll say, oh, dream, it's just a dream. No, it's not. It's so much more than that. And if you can actually learn to decipher the illusions that are put in front of you, it'll change your life. It'll open up your mind like this, you know, it'll remove the shutters so that you'll be able to tap into who you really are and what is it that you're here to do. And I can't say that enough. It's important. Place, you think you've been buried, but actually you've been planted, and you have to use that pain in order to catapult yourself to a different level. I mean, you need to bring yourself to a place where every different level that you're going to achieve requires a different version of you, so that you need to readjust, realign yourself with what's going on in your life right now. Because if you don't make time for your wellness, you're going to have to make time for your illness. And I'm going to say that again. If you don't make time for your wellness, you're going to have to make time for your illness. So do what you need to do to help yourself, no matter what it is that you're going through right now. I realize with COVID and things have people affected so much with finances, with household, with divorces, with innermost fears. And if you're already struggling and you get COVID issues on top, I mean, life is hard. It is so brutally hard, but you can't be afraid to grow, to end bad habits. I mean, leave toxic relationships regardless. Leave, cut out dead end jobs. Find that what it is that's going to make you get to that next step, right? You have to be able to lift yourself out of there, no matter how slow you go. I mean, moving forward is moving forward one step at a time. And I say this every day, because I struggle a lot. You might not see it. I mean, I might smile and all that, but I still have my struggles. Prime example, my very best friend just died yesterday, or last, not too long ago. I went to her memorial yesterday. I'm still a mess. Like, it was very difficult for me, but I'm using that pain to leverage myself, to put myself, okay, well, I'm going to use this. Yes, it hurts. Yes, I'm going to cry, but I'm going to use it to something positive. I'm going to honor her and honor our friendship and honor the love that we had and pay it forward to millions of other people that might need that same energy. I mean, happiness starts with you. It doesn't start with your relationships. It doesn't start with your job. It doesn't start with how much money you have in the bank. It really depends on you and what you do with it. How are you going to deal with that? You know, because your value does not decrease based on somebody's inability to see your worth. I mean, you decide how worthy you are. You decide how awesome you are, not what somebody else says. the biggest thing that I've learned is that it's okay to fall down. And if you lose your spark, but make sure that when you get back up, that you rise as a whole fire. Just don't remain a spark, be a fire.
Absolutely. And love that. And this is how I know we're onto something really big is when the host of the show gets kicked off. So I'm like, I knew this was going to be a big power hour and we were going to have a lot to talk about. So I'm like, okay, this is not by accident. So welcome back to my own show. And I love what you just said. You know, don't come in just this measly, just a little one flame. Honey, you can be a bonfire. And to your point, you can light up the world, and we should, which is why everything we eat and drink and everything that we say and everything that we speak and everything that we watch and the people that are around us is so important. Because if we want to change the world, the thing that we need to do is change ourselves. And by burning bright today and burning brighter tomorrow, that is how we make a difference. I think you would agree, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're coming up to the last few minutes of the show, and I'm really jazzed. You have a new book.
Is that right? I do. I do. I wrote it during COVID. It took 4 days to write.
Let's see that.
I don't know if you can see this. It is
The Skull Swordsman of the Sugmod. All right. Yeah. So
this looks like I had this amazing digital artist who the images are absolutely incredible. Like, it's just, there's my Blue Star, right? Blue Star blogger.
Look at that.
I'll show you one picture in it. It is my first time doing charity. The book is to be given freely. It's in 5 languages right now. It's meant for kids that are being sexually abused or are really struggling. This picture was taken in Grenada in a church. There's 138 students. It's one of the happiest moments of my life. A lot of these children were being sexually abused, and I'm talking about good touch, bad touch. And I realized they couldn't read my book, Dream Big. I said, I need to write them a book. And so this came about.
All right. Thank you so much. Love on a high note. KathyTicaro.com. Thank you so much. And we'll can't wait to have you back.
Thank you for having me.
Burn Brightling. Ciao, baby.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to Burn Bright Today with me, Jennifer J. Marcinelli, so you can burn brighter tomorrow. Burnout can feel like a heavy cloud hanging over everything you do, but a holistic healing revolution and a life you love is within your grasp. Catch me next Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and to schedule a quantum healing session, visit BurnBrightToday.com. See you next time.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.